guys, what's up? It's Raven. Fun fact, cats are thought to be the only mammal that cannot taste sweetness. But on another note, today I'm back for a podcast episode. It's been how long? I don't even know. Sorry in advance for the delay. I feel like I've said that with every episode because I have been very sporadic with recording these podcasts. And that's kind of on purpose because I never meant for this to be something that like I stressed myself out with. I wanted to literally just do it whenever I felt like it and nothing more. And so today I'm back. As you can see, I'm in a whole different setup. It probably sounds different. It probably sounds bad because this is my first, I did not do a trial run of this setup. This is the trial run. I am holding my microphone in my hand, which is probably making it sound weird. I'm in my office, which is not as like, you know, set for good audio. I don't know. I really wanted to record my podcast on the pink couch. That was always the plan. You guys, if you know, you know, I waited 8 months. I waited really basically a whole year for this couch because I thought about ordering it for so long. Then I finally ordered it. Then it was like back order. And then it literally took so long, but now I finally have it and I love it. Was it worth the cost and the time? Yes, I love it. I think it's so cute. I think it just really goes with the vibe that I want it in here. And it's just such a cute little comfy spot to record a cute little comfy podcast, except for the fact that I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to setting up a room for good sound quality, and it probably doesn't sound super good in here. So apologies in advance for that, but at least here on the video version, if you're watching the video version on YouTube, which by the way, if you didn't know, there is a video version on YouTube, at least it looks cute, hopefully. And I really just wanted to create like a little chill, like if my feet are ashy, ignore it. I'm in my pajamas, ignore it. We're just comfy on the couch. We're just chit-chatting. Quick, easy, comfy, you and me, personal, just very laid back, chill, raw and real vibe. That's the vibe that I wanted. So that's why we're on the couch. And hopefully this works out because I feel like I will record more podcast episodes if I can just do it like this, because the other setup is just a lot of hoopla. But yeah, I don't really have like a certain main topic that I wanted to talk about for this episode. I mainly just wanted to check in with you guys and, like I said, test out this setup and kind of just give you like a little life update, I suppose. I just recently turned 29 years old. My birthday was on September 17th. I had my big Resort Day Raven birthday party. If you didn't see that, I have YouTube videos about it, TikToks, Instagram posts, all the things. So hopefully you guys saw that. My birthday party turned out to be really cute. I was actually surprisingly happy with how that party turned out. I worked on it for a month. And I did have help from my mom, and I did hire more professionals this time around compared to any of my other parties. So things really came together nicely, and I had a lot of fun, and I think my friends had a lot of fun, and everybody showed up, and it was a good time. So I'm 29, and how does it feel being 29? It's not so much the fact that I turned 29, it's just this year in general has been a year of feeling like there needs to be a shift overall. And I'll say the main thing is with work. I don't really talk too much about the behind the scenes of my career with y'all. And when I say my career, I mean being a full-time influencer, because that is what I do full-time, if you didn't know. YouTube has always been my main breadwinner. That's like my main platform that I put the most time and energy into. That's my main platform that I make the most money off of, to be honest. And that's where I work with like the biggest brands. Like YouTube has always been my number one thing. And then of course I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok now. TikTok is coming up as like a very close second. If not, at this point, it really is overrunning YouTube and becoming my main platform, honestly. Will become, or should become, or I hope it will become, basically my main platform. But these days, having said that, YouTube just isn't what it used to be. And people used to always ask me all the time, Raven, what are you going to do if YouTube just shuts down one day, if they delete YouTube off the internet, if YouTube just kind of stops being a thing or whatever, like, what are you going to do without YouTube? Like, what's your backup plan? What's your next big move? And I have pretty much always said, like, number one, YouTube is never just going to delete overnight. You know, that's not how things normally work. Yes, we have seen where social media platforms come and go. For example, MySpace used to be freaking everything. Like, MySpace used to be the number one social media platform, and then it seemed like overnight it just disappeared. That's not what really happened, though. It slowly dwindled down. It slowly lost popularity. People slowly stopped using it. And then the website was still there. People just weren't using it. And then they changed the website to kind of like serve a different purpose. And then as of today, I don't know if you go to myspace.com, is it still there? Is it being used for something else? I know it like went back to being used for music the last time I checked, but that was like a couple years ago. But said all that to say, like, those types of web, like, social media platforms don't just like delete overnight. Vine, for example, Vine was probably the closest example to something kind of deleting overnight. And all the people who were famous on Vine had to switch over to YouTube or Instagram or Musical.ly at the time, which then turned into TikTok. But that is my main point. There's always another platform to switch onto. When one social media platform dissolves, another one is rising from its ashes. So right now, if you were to say that YouTube is dissolving, TikTok is rising from its ashes. So as long as you stay ahead of the game, which is what I've always tried to do and what I have successfully done, because I have 1.8 subscribers on YouTube, but I already have 1.4 million followers on TikTok. So it's like, okay, YouTube, that's cool. Whatever y'all got going on over here, that's cool, because I'm already plotting for TikTok. So that is my current kind of situation, is like, I do see where YouTube just isn't what it used to be. And for me personally, what that means is I'm not gaining subscribers like I used to. I'm not getting the views that I used to. But if you notice, nobody is. Pretty much nobody, especially if you're talking about my niche, my demographic, my, you know, the lifestyle girlies, the beauty girlies, the fashion girlies, even the makeup girlies. If you look on YouTube, everybody's views are lower than they used to be. People aren't even posting as much. A lot of people just seem like they quit YouTube altogether. It's just not what it used to be. And that, I mean, what do you expect? I've been on YouTube for over 10 years. I think I've been on YouTube for I technically started YouTube in 2008, I think. So that's 14. Is that 14 years? I've been on YouTube for a long time. Like, I really was able to milk it. So I'm not mad at it. You know, it's time, honestly. If you've been doing something for almost 15 years straight, you can't really be mad when it's time to come to an end after 15 years. So it's not really something that I'm like freaking out about or sad about. I don't feel like a failure. I don't feel like I'm doing anything wrong. I just feel like it is what it is. It's happening to everyone. I don't think it's like, oh, people don't like me anymore. My content's not good anymore. It's just people don't use YouTube like that anymore. And where are they? They're on TikTok. So I've been trying to put more effort and energy into TikTok, but with all these changes, another thing is that the economy in general, I'm sure y'all have noticed, is doing some things. We are technically, I think the last thing I heard was that technically we are already in a recession right now. It's just not like a really bad recession. And you can see that coming through all different types of industries, even the social media industry. So what that looks like for me is brands are not offering as much as they used to for brand deals. They're not paying as much. They're not able to meet your rate. They're not even offering as many offers to begin with. Like, the brands are having to cut costs. Everybody's having to cut costs, cut corners, and watch how they're spending their money. So they're not paying influencers as much. Things are just changing. It's a little rocky and risky right now. You know, I'm very used to, luckily, thankfully, I'm very grateful for this, but I'm very used to every month being better than the last month, basically. Like, ever since I started doing social media full time, every month is better than the last month as far as making more money, working with more brands, working with bigger brands, having cooler opportunities. Like, I always set those goals to kind of just compete with myself and do better than I did last week, do better than I did last month, and definitely do better than I did last year. So I've always been on an upward slope when it comes to my career overall and my income and everything like that. But this year, I think literally 2022 is going to be my first year that will not have an increase from the previous year. I think this year I am on track to be about equal with last year, but not better, not more. And that's weird for me. That's different. I don't really like the way that make me feel in my tummy, but it is what it is. And again, it's like, you can't really be mad when you've been doing something for 15 years. You can't really be mad when you finally kind of hit a plateau at year 15. Like, that's not too shabby. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to remember that, and I'm trying not to let it get to me. I'm trying not to, you know, let my ego take over, because I'm still doing really well for myself. I still feel like I should be proud of myself, proud of my work this year. But, you know, I am a Virgo at the end of the day, so it is kind of hard. And it is something that I do have to, like, be aware of. It's not to the point where I need to start freaking out. It's not like, oh my God, I'm about to go bankrupt. I'm about to just lose everything I know, and I'm about to not be able to make the money that I used to make, and my life as a social media influencer is over. Like, it's not to that extreme, but it is to the point where it's like, I do need to pay attention to these patterns. I do need to pay attention to what's going on, and I do need to make a plan, and I do need to have, you know, these backup plans and new business ventures. And like I said, moving to different platforms, putting more effort into TikTok. And so I do definitely have a few tricks up my sleeve. I've been having a lot of meetings with my team recently about, you know, what my next move is going to be. And I don't know if you guys remember in one of my vlogs last year around this time, actually, because I remember it was around Halloween, I told you guys, I kind of teased a new business venture or a new something that I was launching. And I'll just tell you now, it was going to be a clothing line. It was going to be like a loungewear, athleisure, comfy casual, but elevated and cute type clothing line. And it was in collaboration with a pre-existing company. So it was a collab, but it was a collab where I had full control. I literally got to put my name on it. I had my own tags with my name on it. I've designed everything from scratch, picked every color, picked every fabric, every thread, every detail. So it really was my own clothing line from scratch. And I was planning on releasing it. Originally, I wanted it to release, I guess, around the holidays last year. So like more this time last year. If not, it was supposed to release like spring of this year. And for a lot of reasons, it just ended up not falling through, which was really disappointing because I had already worked so hard on it. Like, I had all these designs. We were basically like finalizing the last samples of everything and getting ready for production. But they came back and told me, due to basically the chain reaction of COVID had an effect on everything in the world. We all know that. And it had an effect on manufacturing and shipping and materials and the factories and just everything that goes into making a clothing line. And so prices essentially went up and timelines got longer. So it was going to end up being a thing where I was going to have to charge, like, I was going to have to price the clothing way higher than I felt comfortable with. And I was also gonna have to make it like this whole pre-order thing where like you guys would order it, but you wouldn't receive the clothing for like something crazy, like a few months. Like, it was at least a couple months that y'all were gonna have to wait for your order, and it was gonna be expensive. And it was like, yeah, it was gonna be high quality. And I know there are still some people who would have still wanted it, but it just wasn't, overall, it just wasn't what I wanted to do. So I ended up postponing it. I say that in air quotes because it really is canceled at this point. I mean, technically, if I want to, I can go back to that company that I was working with and I can kind of like dust off those designs and see if I can still do something with it. And they did also give me like the rights to my own design. So I still have those designs. If I want to like take them and do anything else with them, I could still do that. But I just haven't been very inspired by the idea of having a clothing line recently. Like, I don't know. I think it's just because it feels like everybody in the whole entire world is doing it or has done it. And it just feels like a really oversaturated market. And even the specific style of clothing that I wanted to do feels very old and stale now. Like those designs, that was like 2 years ago. Wait, yeah, it was basically, I want to say almost at least a year and a half, 2 years ago that I originally sketched up those designs. So all the way until now, those designs feel really stale, like even just to me personally. So it's like all that work I put into that, I wouldn't even use those. I would want to start fresh. And that's just a lot of work. And it's just, I don't know, I'm not super passionate about it. I know people are surprised by that because I went to school for fashion design. And I used to make a lot of fashion content and stuff. But I'm just, yeah, I'm just not really feeling the whole clothing line thing right now. So what I have been kind of more into is the more home decor, house flipping, real estate, rental property. Like the home stuff has been speaking to me a lot more. And so I did my rental property. Also, people have been asking for like an update on that. I did get renters in there pretty much immediately. Like we finished, you know, putting the final touches on the house at the end of 1 month. And by the next month, we had renters already in there and they're still in there right now. And everything has been really good with that. Of course, a few little hiccups and learning, you know, things that I had to learn because this is my first house flip, first rental property, first investment property in general, and first time being somebody's landlord. So definitely a learning experience. But so far, so good. I've had help from my parents with it, honestly. They have helped me a lot. They don't have any experience with being anybody's landlord, but they have life experience from just being older than me. So that's always helpful. But yeah, we got renters in there. They're happy with it. We're happy with them. So that's going. I'm to the point now where I'm ready to buy my next investment property, whether that's another rental, like doing the exact same thing I just did again with another house, or maybe a commercial property. Or what I really would like to do is think about doing short-term rental, such as Airbnb, or something kind of like a content house, if you will. So there are these places that I've even used before where it's just a house or a space or a location where you can rent it out either for a few hours or for the day or overnight. And you rent it out for the purposes of doing a photo shoot or shooting a video, just shooting content in general. Some people will use it to record their podcasts, like I said, photos, whatever. And it can either be like a really plain, like blank slate type of space, or it could be a certain aesthetic that you know people will want. So you could dress it up, you know, for me, I could kind of put my flair on it, you know, the Raven Elise kind of girly chic flair. And all the girlies in town who are trying to do photo shoots and shoot content, they could rent out the space for a few hours or for a day or whatever and get their little cute content in my cute little content house. And it could also double as like an Airbnb property where, you know, it's a fully functioning house. You know what I mean? There's bedrooms, bathrooms, kitchen, everything. So if somebody wants to just stay there for a trip, for a weekend, for a bachelorette weekend or something like that, they could also do it for, you know, multiple days. So that's kind of my next big idea when it comes to investment properties. I just like that idea because it would allow me to decorate the space and actually do like the interior design furnishing part of it. Because with my rental property, you know, I did the floors and the countertops and I picked the paint color and stuff, but of course I left it empty for the renters to bring their own furniture and stuff. And I made it very like plain blank slate so that it would be kind of versatile for anybody who moved in there. But with this content house thing, this would be an opportunity for me to put my own style on it and fully decorate it and fully furnish it and make it cute and make it exciting in that sense. So I have not even started looking at properties for it yet. This is literally just in the conceptualization phase. It's literally just a thought in my head at this point, but that is something that I want to do. And there's a lot of different things that I can do when it comes to buying property and renting and selling and owning and flipping. I just barely get my feet wet when it comes to that type of stuff, but that's something that I definitely feel like I have a passion for and an interest in. So I definitely want to do more of that. So if things with social media really go left, that's probably going to be my number one, like, next big, you know, other thing that I do for income is probably going to have something to do with, you know, real estate. Outside of that, I do really want to have my own product. Like I said, I don't have a passion for having a clothing line. I have a couple of other ideas for other types of products. Nothing super solid, nothing that I'm just like, yes, this is the thing that I want to make or sell. So that's something that I still really need to brainstorm and figure out, but I really want to do that as well. So I'm just in this phase of life where, like, I'm really having to think about these things and come up with these new plans and start these new business ventures, because not only is it just stuff that was already on my bucket list to begin with that I always wanted to do, but because of the fact that, like, social media is kind of shifting, you know, the industry is shifting. I don't really fully know what's going on, and I want to be prepared. I really just want to be prepared. I really want to have alternative streams of income. Again, I'm not super worried about it just yet, but I would rather be ahead of the game. So that is what is going on as far as work for me. It does get stressful sometimes because it's just so many different. It's like, I'm still doing YouTube and I'm still doing TikTok and I'm still doing Instagram. I'm still doing all those brand deals and stuff like that. But at the same time, trying to add on, okay, more stuff with real estate investment. Okay, what's your product going to be? Okay, what about this? Let's try that. And so it's like trying to do all these things at once, or brainstorm and plan and get started with all these things at once is overwhelming, but you got to do what you got to do. Other updates is that Zaya is in first grade now and she goes to public school now. Before, she was going to a little small private school, and the public school experience, the public school experience is very different and I am struggling. Well, we're doing a little bit better now, but the first couple weeks of school was a struggle because she has to be at the schoolhouse. She has to be at school by like 7:20 in the morning. Class starts at 7:30. First grade class starts at 7:30 a.m., which I was not expecting. I feel like that's not normal. I don't know if it's just this specific public school district, because I had said this in one of my YouTube videos and everybody was like, what? Like, we don't start till 8:30. We don't start till 9. No, this is regular public school, but they start at 7:30. And so, you know, you want to be there a few minutes in advance. So you're trying to get there by like 7:20 with the car pickup line and everything, or the car drop off slash pickup line. It's a big school. It's a big school. There's a lot of kids. It's a lot of parents trying to drop off. They have this whole system where, like, you have to drop them off like this. You can't do this and you can't do that. And so that takes a long time. And so basically, we need to, like, get to the school like no later than 7:15. No later than 7:15 getting to school, which means we essentially have to leave our house definitely no later than 7 o'clock. That's really pushing it. It really should be more like 6:50, 6:55 in the morning. And it's just crazy to me that, like, we are in the 6 o'clock hour of the morning. The sun is not even up at all. It is pitch black dark outside. And I'm trying to get Zaya ready for school and get her to school. Like, we're already driving to school and the sun is not even up. That has been a struggle for me, especially because it's such a big difference from our old routine with her old school. So I'm not on a good morning routine. There's a reason why I haven't done like our updated school morning routine video on YouTube, because if I did, it would be a big fat lie, because our morning routine right now is horrible. It is a struggle. It is like I'm having to peel myself out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning. Zaya doesn't have a problem with waking up early. she's always been like that. Like, she'll go to sleep whenever, she'll wake up whenever. She doesn't complain, she doesn't fuss, she doesn't care about sleep. So like, that's at least one good part of it. But for me, I'm not an early morning person. I'm a wake up at 7:30 person. I can wake up at 7:30. I can wake up with the sun. Once the sun is fully in the sky, I'm up. I don't sleep in late. I've never been able to sleep in late. You will never catch me just in the bed at 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't care what's going on. I wake up at 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock, but 6 o'clock, I don't know why, for me, like 6 o'clock is really pushing it. Like, I really think it has to do with like the sunlight. Like, the fact that the sun is not up, I cannot wake up if the sun is not up. If it is still dark outside, I cannot wake up. Like, I literally feel like a zombie. I'm crawling to the kitchen for coffee. I'm just like, please. Like, I wake up feeling sick. Like, does that happen to y'all? I wake up instantly headache. Instantly, like, I feel kind of nauseous. Like, I don't want to eat breakfast. I feel like I need coffee, but I don't really want to drink the coffee. It's just, it's not fun. And I don't know. Those of you guys who have like 14 kids, I've been seeing these routines where it's like, mom of 10, early morning routine, 5 a.m. morning routine, 10 kids. What? I would die. I would literally die. I'm here struggling with one kid. But yeah, that's been our current struggle. It's just the morning routine. And then the whole thing is that she goes to school so early, she gets out early. So she goes at 7:30, she gets out at 2:30. Which is like lunchtime. It's like, you ain't give me no time to do nothing. I ain't got time to work. I ain't got time to eat. I ain't got time to have any appointments or any errands. Like, I'm used to her, you know, being at school way later so that I can actually get stuff done while she's at school. But she's already out of school at 2:30. It's like, dang, I'm in the middle of my day. Like, I'm literally in the middle of my day. But luckily, since my dad is retired now, he just recently retired. Woo woo. Go papa. He's finally out of the corporate world. He literally been working in the corporate world for 40 years, but he just recently retired, and so now he's a lot more available to just kind of help. Y'all are used to seeing my mom around a lot and helping me out with a lot of stuff, and some of y'all might be wondering like, why is your dad not around? Because he be at work. He be at a 9-to-5 job this whole time, but now he's retired, so now he's able to help me with more stuff. He's been helping with like the rental property. He's been helping with like just other random things, like business wise. I actually hired him technically. Y'all know this is my corporation, if you will. This business overall is a family owned and operated business. My mom is on payroll, my little sister is on payroll, and now my dad is also on payroll. And so one of the things that he's been doing is picking up Zaya from school for me so that I don't have to stop in the middle of my day to go pick her up, because the pickup process is literally over an hour long. You got to leave the house at 1:45 to get there by 2 to wait in the pickup line to finally get to the front of the pickup line closer to 3 o'clock, pull up to the school at 2. The child doesn't get in the car until 3. And that's just how it is, because there's so many kids trying to be picked up. And then you don't get back to the house until, you know, 3:15, 3:30. Like, it's literally like this big, long time wasting process to pick her up from school. And people were asking me, like, can I not just like put her on the bus? No, because we don't live in the bus route. There's no bus that's coming or going to our house. There's no nothing like that. And I don't know anybody to like carpool with. So it's literally just me and my parents. Luckily, I have my parents, because if I didn't have my parents, I would really be screwed. But we've been making it work with just like my parents helping me out with like the pickup. But that's just been a really big adjustment. And it's just things like, I didn't know. I have no idea. I didn't go to public school. Me and my little sister, we did not go to public elementary school. We switched to public school more so when I was in high school and she was kind of leaving from elementary, going into middle school. So like, I know what it's like to go to public high school, but I don't know anything about public elementary school. And it's like this whole different thing. And neither do my parents really, because like, they didn't put me through public elementary school. So we're all very like new to this. The whole pickup drop off car line thing and like all this stuff is just very much so an adjustment, a learning experience. And some of the stuff kind of caught me off guard because I was like, oh, I didn't think about this. I didn't think about how I was going to have to work this into my life. But we're making it work. Overall, Zaya is adjusting and adapting very well. We really haven't had any problems with like her adjusting to the new school. It's definitely a big change for her because it's way 10 billion times bigger of a school than where she was at. 10 billion times more kids. It's really, really different than her school. So I was kind of worried about how she would adjust, but I think it's because she's still so young, you know, younger kids. I feel like smaller kids, when they switch schools, it's easier for them to adjust versus when you're older. And she is still doing Spanish, like Spanish learning. She's still going to be learning Spanish, speaking in Spanish at school so that she can remember that, because she became fluent at her old school. So I wanted to make sure that she would still get that Spanish exposure at this school. And she is. So that's good. And yeah, so that's pretty much the update with Zaya and everything. What else was I going to update you guys on? I mean, I know y'all want an update on my dating life. Of course, that's always like the big, hot, highly sought after topic for whatever reason, even though I feel like I've, aside from my origin story, if you will, I feel like I'm pretty boring when it, like, I think the last thing I told y'all was, I told y'all that story about how I had went on like literally two dates in, was that last year or the year before already? No, I think that was last year. Earlier last year, I had went on like literally two first dates. And on one of them, I threw up and had diarrhea. I don't know if I told you about the diarrhea part, but I basically got food poisoning on the date and it was horrible. I think that was the last thing I told y'all. Since then, I definitely have had better dating experiences. I am here to happily announce that I have not had any more food poisoning type horrible first dates. I have been able to actually go on the dates that I've always wanted to go on, do those types of things that I've always wanted to do. And it's crazy because it's like, I am 29 years old, almost 30. And I am just now this year starting to have these like little first time dating experiences, like for the first time. And it's kind of crazy because it's like, up until this point, I really never like went on dates like that. I really never like, just, I don't even know. I can't even think of like examples now, but like going on a little trip or going on a nice dinner date or, you know, having somebody buy you a cute present for your birthday or having somebody like send flowers to your house. Like just those little experiences. I had never, ever, ever had experiences like that ever in my life because my dating history has been so trash and so random and so awkward and so unconventional and so trifling and so whatever else. Like just little small things. I realized like, dang, I never even got to do this before, but I'm finally getting to do it now. Hallelujah. It's about time. It's about damn time. Does somebody treat me how I deserve to be treated? No, but for real, like, I feel like it's been a long time coming. Like, dang, all I want to do is get cute and go to dinner. Is that so hard? Is it so hard to send a little bouquet to my house? A little card? A little balloon here and there? Like, dang. A few rose petals. I don't think it's much to ask for, honestly. I feel like the bar has been in hell, below the earth's core. Like for me, it don't take much to be better than my last. It takes nothing. The bar is in hell. I'm literally asking for the bare minimum. And I don't know why it has just been so hard to find all these years, all these 29 years. I ain't been able to find. And I already know what some of y'all out there are thinking. It's like, it's your fault, Raven, because you always go after the wrong guys and because you want to. Okay. Yeah. I take responsibility. Yes. I understand that it's mainly my own fault. Okay. I understand it takes two to tango. I'm not saying that it doesn't, but I'm just saying it's nice to finally have kind of a normal ish dating life these days and be able to just do those simple things. So I'm in a much better place there. It's still hard though, because as a working single mom who works too hard, who loves the kids and blah, blah, blah. Like, as that type of young woman, and as a young woman who does well for herself, and as a young woman who already bought a house, and as a young woman who this and who that, the list goes on and on when you describe me and my lifestyle and my circumstances and my downsides and my baggage and my trauma and my, you know, there's certain things where I feel like it's like a plus for me, but it's intimidating for them. But there's also certain things where I'm like, you know what? I have my flaws and I have my things about me that are really just obstacles, and I can't really blame somebody for being frustrated by it. But when you wrap all those things together into who I am as a person, it is really hard to date. I've talked about this in other podcast episodes. If you guys haven't heard like my other episodes about dating and stuff, it's a lot of things about me that make it's hard to date. It's hard to be in a serious relationship. It's hard to find the right person who fits, who's just like the right puzzle piece all around in every single way. And that's something that is still a struggle for me, but it's also something that I have just learned I cannot hyperfixate on it. I cannot make that my number one focus. I cannot wake up every day thinking about wanting a relationship or making that my number one priority. It's not my number one priority. I don't think it should be. I don't think that would be smart. You know what I mean? Like, I am a mother first. I am a business owner second. I am a homeowner. I'm trying to do all these other things that I just explained earlier in the episode, new things that I'm trying to add into my life. So I'm not sitting here thinking about, you know, what I'm gonna do about my relationship status. Like, that's just not it. And I don't know if it ever will be my number one priority. I don't know if I ever will get to a place where I'm just like, you know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense. And so having said that, people always ask me like, oh, do you want more kids? Or like, where do you see yourself when it comes to like, you know, your family life and your relationship life, like in the next couple of years? Like, you know, you're 29 now, you're almost 30. Like, what, you know, what's going on with that? It's like, I'm not gonna say nothing's going on, but I kind of don't care. Like, that sounds bad, but like, that's not the most important thing to me. I talked about how like, I kind of don't think I really want any more kids as of right now. I mean, never say never, things could change. I know like my opinions and stuff change over time, but like, as of right now, I don't care to have another child. I will not be sad, mad, or feel like a failure if I don't have any more kids. I will not be sad, mad, or feel like a failure if I never get married. I will not be sad, mad, or feel like a failure if I never have the traditional family unit in any way, shape, or form. Like, it's just not my number one thing. So I'm in a very much like, go with the flow, do what you can, take it day by day, take it for what it is, be grateful for what you got in this moment right now, and don't freak out about the future, and don't try to micromanage your future, and don't try to set all these big lofty expectations with all these things that you know you cannot control anyway. That's kind of where I'm at with it. But definitely living in the moment, definitely enjoying, like when I say living in the moment, like really living in the moment. I don't know any other way to say it. But yeah, that's the update with that. What else? I'm trying to think about like what other stuff y'all have kind of been like asking me about recently. I'm still working on my house that I live in. Still finishing up things on the patio. There's still rooms in the house that I want to finish decorating and get different furniture and paint the walls, and it just never ends. And I feel like even when I get to the point where like I'm technically finished, or I think I'm finished, I'm still not finished, because then I'm gonna want to go back and like update stuff from before. Like, are you ever really finished with your house? No. I tweeted the other day how like, it's crazy that I designed this house when I was 24 when I designed? I designed this house in 2018. How old was I in 2018? I can't do simple math. But anyway, a handful of years ago, I was very young. It was my first house, first time homeowner, don't know nothing about this stuff. And I designed this whole house essentially by myself. And Do I regret some of the decisions that I made? Yes. Do I feel like it's already kind of like certain things are already kind of not my style anymore or outdated or whatever? Yes. But it's an ongoing process. Some of those things I can kind of easily go back and change if I want to. Some of them are just like, it's not that big of a deal. It's not to the point where like I want to buy a whole new different house. Definitely not. I put so much blood, sweat, and tears into this house. We staying in this house and we gonna make this house work because I ain't do all this for nothing, especially with that damn backyard. That backyard, bro, that has been the most annoying, stressful thing, and it's still not done yet. Don't get me wrong. I'm thankful for it. I'm happy that I have a pool. I'm overall, for the most part, kind of happy with it now. But like, that took so much time and energy and money. So much money, still more money being poured into. I'm not moving anytime soon. I have no real reason to move anytime soon. So I'm gonna stay here. I'm gonna finish it out. I'm gonna tweak whatever I need to tweak, and I'm gonna be happy with what I got. And I'm going to invest my money elsewhere in other properties for other reasons. But I do not plan on moving. But I do plan on, like I said, continuing to do more projects around this house. So y'all could definitely stay tuned for that. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I just kind of wanted to check in with you guys. Just wanted to, like I said, test out this little setup. We'll see when I listen back, and when I upload it, how it turns out, if I'll continue doing it like this. Y'all can also let me know like what y'all think. I think I am going to leave the comments on this one, like for the YouTube version. I think I'll turn the comments on. I normally have the comments turned off because people get crazy and ignorant, and I don't like people to use my platform for their ignorance. So I've had to turn the comments off on everything else, but I'm gonna have the comments on this one if y'all can behave. Other than that, I do have a whole separate Instagram account for my podcast. It's Raven Elise Podcast on Instagram, where you guys can message me and talk to me about anything that I've, you know, brought up in these episodes, or if you want to make requests for certain topics for future episodes, y'all can hit me up over there on that Instagram account. But yeah, that's it. Talk to y'all later. Bye.